finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. You get and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Folks, on a Friday afternoon, this is the National Intel Report. It is the 9th of February, 2007. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in beautiful downtown, almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, a suburb now of Austin. It just blurs and runs right into each other, folks. On today's program, I've got Dr. Bill Veith with me. We're going to talk about several different issues, and that should be very, very interesting. This guy has a lot of insight and a lot of things to say. We've talked a lot about money issues with this gentleman before, but he is a clinical psychologist, and he understands human nature rather well. At any rate, we'll bring him up in just a few minutes. And a note to our people out there, I know a lot of you are frustrated because you cannot download the archives. You cannot listen to them. And we provided those that service, the streaming service for free, and also the archiving. And we're going to continue to do so. The streaming is up and running, folks. We expanded out the 32K. We realized either through error or purposely that those access, the ability to people to access the streaming on this network was either hindered intentionally or unintentionally. It does not quite matter right at this point. The fact is that we've expanded out the bandwidth on that. But the problem we're having right now is the proprietary property of this network, that being the archives. That has not been returned to us. And I just want to say one thing. I mean, the initial cash outlay for lawyers and everything else, well, after talking with about a half a dozen of these guys, they said, well, it's not going to really matter what we charge you. You're going to recoup it because the people who have done damage to your network, they're going to be the ones anteing up. And even if they told me, said, well, even if they don't have anything right now, don't worry. You'll own part of what they're going to earn for the rest of their lives. Now, I'm not going to say too much else on this matter except to say that we appreciate very much the people that have supported this network, myself personally, but more importantly, this network and what this network stands for and the amount of people that it's been able to affect. There seems to be a concerted effort to not allow that to happen, which is sad commentary, but like I said, folks, I'll probably live to be 100 years old, so I got another 50 years to sit back and witness things I never would have believed possible. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. My guest today, Dr. William Veith, and we'll be talking about several different subjects. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
We
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In economics, fiat currency, ladies and gentlemen, or fiat money, is money that enjoys legal tender status derived from a declaratory fiat or an authoritative order of the government. It is often associated with paper money because without government fiat, banknotes are not a legal tender in payment of debt. And only specie is unlimited legal tender for money debts. However, this is not universally true, as some currencies, notably sterling issued by the Scottish banks, is not legal tender but is accepted by long-standing confidence in the Scottish banking system. A bank of issue whose notes enjoy legal tender status by government fiat can use its own notes, making their redemption in specie optional. A matter of the monetary policy of the bank in question? Historically, the institution of fiat currency has preceded and enabled the demonetization of specie via a monetary policy decision not to offer payment in a specie at par or ergo by suspension. Devaluation or redemption in bullion or foreign currency instead. Eventually, this leads to no form of payment, redemption or exchange whatsoever being offered by the issuer, and a system of irredeemable, freely floating national currencies. You want to check that out, That's the definition read off of Wikipedia under fiat currency. I have Dr. William Veith with me today. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I am Dan's hamburgered out.
Not me.
No.
I'm ready to go again.
Folks, to the listening audience out there, that's one of the better burger places down here in Central Texas. At any rate, money. Oh, that good stuff. This has been an issue with you, Bill, for a number of years, and your contention has always been, and you said something to me today that that struck me, that there is evil in the world, and there's a lot of people who have assigned themselves to this evil, being, of course, the fiat system itself, and the perpetrators or the enablers thereof, being International Monetary Fund or the international banksters or gangsters or however you want to refer to them as. It's the fiat currency people that just issue this species, if we can use that term, and it's backed by nothing. Basically what they do is they just go out and rape, rob, and pillage and buy up real stuff with their funny money.
Absolutely. And it's my opinion that 99.999% of all the world's problems are sourced from this false monetary system that we use worldwide. And that if magically the central banker's ability to create fiat currency out of air, out of nothing, and impose it on the rest of the world, if that system broke down and magically we could go back to all using gold and silver coin to buy our goods and to use as a medium of exchange in commerce, that almost virtually 100% of the problems of the world would go away. They would have no money to fund their wars. People would not lend the government's gold and silver coin knowing they'd never pay it back. And our Constitution says that our government only has specific monetary powers, and they don't have the power to create a central bank, or they don't have the power to let another organization create a central bank and issue currency and call it legal tender. They don't even have the power to create money. All they have to do is the power to coin gold and silver for the people, the people's money, and they have the power to borrow money, gold and silver coin, on the credit of the United States. They don't have the power or the authority to borrow credit. They have the power to borrow money. And the problem is that we adopt their false verbal system, and we call it money when it's not money.
But to most people, they don't understand it. They think of that money is what they receive for their labors. They can take that to their banks. The banks will take it. They can take it to their grocery store. They'll take it. The lawn care guy will take it. Everybody will take it.
Right. That's true. We can use, and it's very convenient. I mean, the paper monetary system, which is a system of credit and debt, is a very, very, very convenient system. The problem is, for that convenience, we are robbed of our right to own property, allodial property. We don't have we have title to property. We don't have ownership of property. We only own the titles. That's why they can charge us property taxes. That's why they can tell us what to do with our cars, because we really don't own any property in this country, because we don't use gold and silver to buy our things. So we never pay our debts at law. See, legal tender, and I've even heard people use the term, we use legal tender to discharge our debts. We don't even discharge our debts. What we discharge is our legal duty or obligation to pay the debt. See, we discharge an obligation with the use of fiat money, but the debt never, ever gets paid. There's only one way to pay a debt, and that's with money. And in our system, based on our Constitution and the Coinage Act of 1792, gold and silver coin is the only thing that can pay a debt.
You know, it's interesting. On Wikipedia, if you go to that, folks, and you look up fiat currencies, there's an interesting quote from a guy that we all know and love. Well, some of these people out there do. John Maynard Keynes, The Economic Consequences of Peace. He said this of Uncle Joe, and I'm in reference to Lenin. He says here, He said, Lenin was certainly right. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. Now, there is no subtler, no sure means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction, and it does so in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very telling, because we've had, the commies out there, and these, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the process of thesis, antithesis, synthesis, that, well, the problem's created, and then you eventually demonstrate the problems that the problem itself created, and then you magically come up with a solution that's going to cure the evils and the problems of the problems they started in the first place. So, you know, when we had communism and capitalism and the Cold War and the military-industrial complex, a lot of people making a whole lot of money off of stuff and hardware that is never to be used. One of the most wasteful forms of spending in human history has been that for arms. Because if you're not using it, it's just sitting around collecting dust. But suffice it to say, interesting stuff coming out of Lenin, one of the founders of worldwide communism with the help of a lot of other people. But a very interesting admission here as to how to deconstruct and destroy a country.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, you hear a lot of people make the right statement, the initial statement, when they'll say, if you want to get to the root of a problem, follow the money. Well, the problem is most people don't follow it back far enough. So if you follow it all the way back to where it's created out of thin air, that's the source of the problem. So we can argue all we want about a multitude of issues. We can argue about the Iraq war. We can argue about toll roads. We can argue about all kinds of things. But all of those are symptoms of a false monetary system where the government can borrow credit that's created out of thin air to fund anything they want to fund. When the government of the United States can borrow money from the, not money, borrow credit, Federal Reserve notes from the Federal Reserve, and then take that, they can borrow $1 trillion, and then take that $1 trillion and use it to buy bombs, and use it to go blow people up all over the world, and then go introduce more Federal Reserve notes into that country, and order people what to do, and take over countries, and use those Federal Reserve notes to buy public property and privatize resources. They can do whatever they want because they created out of nothing and with no effort. And then they put all the labor on our backs to pay back the interest on that debt that was created out of thin air. So we run around using our labor, and then the IRS comes and extorts tax money from us that they give back to the Federal Reserve to pay the interest on the debt, not to pay any of the programs, but to pay the interest on that, and the interest is the profit to the bankers. And that's what we trade our labor for.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of noted people throughout our history that have said many things, and I was told years ago from an individual, he said, the problem with you people, meaning us Americans, I guess, even though he wasn't American, but somehow he thought himself as of an elevated status. He said to me, the problem with you people is you don't understand the concept of money. You don't know how it works. And this was 20 years ago. And that stuck in my head, Bill, and for years and years and years, every once in a while that'd come floating back into my memory. I don't know what would trigger it, but there it would be. And, you know, I'd scratch my head a little bit. You know, what the hell did he mean when he said that? Well, it wasn't until about 15 years ago I started to understand exactly what he had meant.
Well, John, if you understood it 15 years ago, you beat me by 10 years.
Well,
because, you know, I'm almost 59 years old. I've got two doctoral degrees, and until 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't know what money was. I didn't know what a dollar was. I didn't know anything. It is the best-kept secret in the world. If you ask, you go out right now and ask anybody, tell me what a dollar is, they won't know the answer. And if you tell them what it is and ask them a week later, they won't know it a week later. They just don't get what a dollar is.
Yeah, they can't make that connection.
Yeah.
Henry Ford, he said it. He said, it is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
That was Henry Ford. Okay, we got to take the break. We'll invite you into this conversation with Dr. William Veith and myself on the National Intel Report at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, health care organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
A more current quote here is from Congressman Ron Paul, from his issuance of Paper Money and Tyranny. He said a fiat monetary system allows power and influence to fall into the hands of those who control the creation of new money, and to those who get to use the money or credit early in its circulation. The insidious and eventual cost falls on unidentified victims who are usually oblivious to the cause of their plight. The system of legalized plunder, and he has in parentheses, though not constitutional, allows one group to benefit at the expense of another. An actual transfer of wealth goes from the poor and the middle class to those in privileged financial positions. I would say that that's pretty lofty stuff there.
Yeah, I would say so. And, you know, again, most people, they hear a lot of this, but they don't understand the implications. As long as they can use those Federal Reserve notes to consume, they don't understand what's being done to them and what's being done to their liberty and their freedom and their right to own property. And they never, and some of them will never even understand after it's all gone. They'll just know they're suffering and they're slaves and they won't know why. But it has to do with the money, because the law, the system of law, sits on top of the money system. The money system is the base. Now, until 1933, we could pay our debts at law because we still used gold and silver, or we used paper that was ostensibly redeemable for gold and silver. In 1933, when the private bankers stole the gold and silver from the people, we started using colorable money, and we had to start a new law system, a colorable law system. So we dropped constitutional law, and we went into statutory law. And statutory law is nothing but a euphemism for public policy. So we went out of public law and into public policy. And now there are no laws. It's just policies made up by our tyrants that own and control us.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned 1933, the executive order by the then president, Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt.
And a Freemason.
And a Freemason to boot. And his name wasn't even Roosevelt, it was Rosenvelt. A lot of people don't even know that, but... on May 1st, this was this proclamation, this executive order that was issued April 5th of 1933 to take effect on May 1 of 1933. And Bill, what is May 1st to a lot of people on planet Earth here?
Oh, what is it?
Birth of communism.
Is May 1st considered the date of the birth of communism?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, May Day.
Okay.
But at any rate, I've got a copy of the original posting. That was to be placed in a conspicuous, as they said, please post in a conspicuous place, which meant governmental buildings, you know, post offices, whatever. And it was the executive order about the hoarding of gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates. And, of course, they explained that, well, even back then, Bill, you know, if you screwed up here and you didn't willfully turn that stuff in, well, you could be imprisoned for a lot of years and fined $10,000, which $10,000 was a lot of money back in 1933, and they could throw you in jail for 10 years or maybe even both.
So they made it a crime to use money.
Absolutely.
And, you know, think about if people would think about this absurdity, they'll understand better what they did to us with the money. Let's suppose, picture yourself going out to dinner, and you drive up in front of a nice restaurant, and the valet guy is out there to valet park your car. And you hand him your car, and he gives you a little claim check to get your car back at the end of the meal. Well, when the meal's over, if you came out and gave him that little piece of paper, that little claim check, and said, now I want my car, and they said, oh, we're going to keep the car, just use the claim check. Well, would that be absurd? Would anybody stand for that? A claim check.
No, they would be doing exactly that, okay. Standing, not driving.
Yeah. A claim check does not have the properties of a car. It's not tangible. It has no value in itself. It has no utility. You can't use it for transportation. It's just a piece of paper promising to give you your car back. Well, that's exactly what they did to us with the money. Until 1933, we could take our claim checks, which were called Federal Reserve notes, and we could take them to any of the banks, and we could put them on the counter and say, I want my gold and silver coin. And they had to give them to us. And they did give them to us until then. The problem was, I mean, fortunately for them, not everybody went and turned in their claim check at the same time. So they issued more claim checks than they had gold and silver in reserve. And then in 1933, when they knew there were so many more claim checks out there than there was gold and silver, they just said, well, you can just start using the claim check, and we're going to call it money. Even though money is gold and silver, and we just stole it from you, we just took it. You all turned it in for the safe deposit here over the last 20 years,
right.
And now we're going to steal it from you. And you all just use those claim checks and call it money. And people, they didn't know what was being done to them. So, and now the whole world has developed into a system where we use those little claim checks that are borrowed into circulation, and it's a evidence, it's a paper evidence of debt, and that's what we use as money and call money.
Yeah, and as one person once put it, that money is both a medium of exchange and a store of value. Now, the main swindle occurs when money becomes just a medium of exchange and is no longer an effective store of value.
Right.
And money can continue to circulate and be used as a medium of exchange, but it becomes worth less and less in terms of goods that can be exchanged for. and fiat money is used to accomplish this objective for those who seek a license to steal. I mean, I haven't heard it put any better than that. All right, we'll take the break. My guest today, Dr. William Veith, we're talking about money. We'll be talking about several different issues today, and we invite you to join us online at 800-313-9443. Take the short break. Be right back with it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Folks, the basis of real money is creation. What it causes is savings. Well, let me give you an example here. If Joe Farmer would grow more wheat than what his family or his friends could eat, Bill Smith was better at working metal than growing wheat, these neighbors discovered that if Joe spent more time farming and less time smithing, he could grow an even bigger surplus of wheat. And if Bill concentrated on manufacturing farm implements, he could build a surplus of those items. Trade and the division of labor allows those in the trade group to specialize in what they do best, and thus savings. Now, that is more the cumulative surpluses, increase in quantity for the entire group. Everybody gets richer, though some more than others, depending on their relative skills. Bill, there's a lot of people that in this country that think that they're good at making money, but do they realize what they're out there? And it's like running in the proverbial rat cage, you know, that little wheel that keeps spinning around. You get in there, you run your full head off, and, well, you really don't go anywhere.
Well, what they're good at is collecting paper promises. You know, they're not collecting money. They're not making money. They're accumulating paper promises that are promising to pay them in something, in money or something of value. But the problem is, history shows that the government will always default on its paper promises. It always has. There's not one paper currency in recorded history that has not reached a value of zero. So when I'm saying, and when we're saying that this paper currency system is unsustainable, that's not an opinion. That's based on historical fact, where you can go back 5,000 years and look, and there's not one exception. So we're talking about a statistical historical fact. Now, the question becomes, when will our dollar become worthless? I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or 10 years from now or 2 years from now, but it will happen. And that's, you can look at history and see that that's the end game for all paper currencies. John, if I might, I'd like to go back and add one thing to something we said before for your audience's benefit and trying to understand what money is and money isn't. You had mentioned that money is a medium of exchange and a store of wealth or a store of value, and both of those are true, but there's one more component to what money needs to be, and this is a very important component. It has to be a unit of account. And the reason that's important is, let me put it in non-monetary terms to tell you how important it is to have a unit of account. An inch or a foot or a yard could be considered the unit of account for the measurement of distance. An ounce or a pound could be considered the unit of account for measurement of weight. Well, in order to measure economic value, we have to have something that's standard and stable that never changes. So the dollar has to be something that's stable. Now, the dollar, in fact, is stable because a dollar is a United States minted coin of 371.25 grains of silver. Now, that's never changed. That's still a dollar. Now, if we keep that stable and standard, then we can measure the change in value of everything else in the world. But if we let that dollar float, and one day a dollar is 370 grains of silver, and another day it's 200 grains of silver, or another day it's a piece of paper that promises to pay something, that's a floating value. And you can't measure accurately the change in anything else if you allow your independent variable to change. So if every day the value of the inch floated, how could we conduct business? A company comes out and builds 100 miles of highway, and we say we contracted for 200 miles, and they say, well, the inch is floating, and that's what 100 miles is today. Or you buy 200 yards of carpet, and they come in and carpet half your house with 100 yards, and they say, well, the yard's floating, and that's all you get today. We could not conduct business if we didn't have a standard set of weights and measures. And the dollar is a standard weight, is a standard measure. It's a certain weight of gold, of silver, mm-hmm. And that's never changed. And if we would go back to that, we could start to figure out the value of everything in the world. But because we've got this floating, and when we call the fiat dollar floating, it's really a sinking fiat dollar. All fiat dollars are sinking. They're just sinking at different rates. We can't measure accurately the value of anything. And the most important measurement in the world is the dollar, not the inch, not the ounce. It's the dollar, and that's the one thing nobody knows what it is.
Well, and we talked about the Bretton Woods agreement. Now, the Bretton Woods system was set up, and that was done after World War II. Now, that pegged the value of the United States dollar to 1/35th troy ounces, or 888.671 milligrams of gold, that being the gold standard, and other currencies to the U.S. dollar. Now, the U.S. promised Bill to redeem these dollars and gold to other central banks. Trade imbalances were corrected by gold reserve exchanges or by loans from the International Monetary Fund. And global capitalism, wherein a currency is widely traded as commodity in itself, is more likely to rely on credit money, which can reflect both commodity supplies and protections of supplies. It's not held stable by any one state, but rather tension between states. As investment migrates from currency to currency in an open money market, as long as there is an international feedback mechanism such that states attempting to inflate their currencies suffer a corresponding drop in international buying power. Now, having said all that, they have a problem. The globalists and the root people behind this, you know, for everyone striking at the root, there's a thousand of them hacking at the branches of this, and it is evil. Bill, they're having a problem. The globalists are having a problem right now because even within the European Union, they're starting to see their discrepancies. Their systems, some countries have greater debt than others. Some people with their fiat money systems within their countries, they've got to charge less or more of an interest rate. It's causing a lot of problems over there, and they're starting to wake up to the fact that, wait a minute, this common currency deal just ain't going to work.
Well, yeah, they're starting, you know, people start waking up when they realize that they're getting more and more uncomfortable, when their standard of living is starting to decline, and when they can't count on the money system or they can't count on their investments or their savings. But a lot of times, even after it craters, they never know what happened. They just know they're feeling the pain from it. And, you know, the people, the masses of people have never, ever understood money. And even today, when I try to explain it to some people, they look at me like I'm crazy. And, you know, as long as they can use it to consume and buy their golf clubs or their football tickets or their beer and their remote control, everything's great.
Yeah.
They don't care that we're bombing legs and arms off of people, innocent people over in other countries. They don't care that we're stealing resources, taking our rights and freedoms. They don't care. They got their football tickets and their golf clubs.
Until their legs are blown off, they can't buy their...
Then they care.
Yes. Then all of a sudden, oh, it's a problem. What about me? What about me? What about me?
Then they care. Well, the day of reckoning is coming. This credit system of the world, this evil, fake money system worldwide is unsustainable, and I'll be glad when it collapses. It'll be an awakening, and a lot of people are going to be in pain and going to be uncomfortable, but we deserve it because we've allowed it to happen, and we've allowed it to expand, and we've allowed it to worsen.
Well, and we've talked about this before, that it's just of late, as a matter of fact, that any time that you have a shakeup, it's not necessarily bad.
No. Any time something happens, even a crisis, where more truth emerges and more, you know, insight comes from it, I think it's a good thing, even though it might be a painful experience. What we want to happen is we want the truth to emerge. And then we deal with it however it shakes out. And the truth has been kept from us for so many years in the history books, in the media, in the churches. Everywhere we look, the truth has been concealed. And a lot of times, the people that think they're telling us the truth, they're not necessarily doing it in an evil intent. They've mislearned it, too.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
If I were a defendant and I were facing a jury of very poorly educated people who knew very little or nothing about the tax code or the dollar, I would explain it this way. There are many billionaires in this country who are beneficiaries of pyramid borrowing that is guaranteed by you, the taxpayer. They have become billionaires by borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and always paying back less than they borrow. And all borrowed money is exempt from taxation. The number one cause of the difference between the rich and the poor is that the rich have made an alliance with the government to make themselves exempt from taxation and make themselves live like rich people when they owe billions to the government but will never pay it. And they are exempt from taxation. The billionaires are exempt. And they have power, and they have the favor of the government. And we, the little people, the working stiffs, every dollar we earn is fully taxed. And if we fail to pay a dollar we own, we go to jail.
That's right.
So they don't pay, and we, the little guys, have to pay.
Well,
that's how I'd explain it.
Well, Richard, and you're right. And the ones that are savvy enough, these billionaires that you speak of, and we've got a lot of them. We've got a lot of millionaires in this country. Well, at least they think they're millionaires. They may be something rich in one area and they're poor in another, but a lot of these people that become billionaires, well, obviously they're savvy about how the system works, and they can do the same thing that the creators of this fiat currency have done. They can take their billions, convert it into something else that's a tangible, not worthless, but worth something asset, whether it be real estate or commodities, gold or silver.
Radio stations and TV stations.
Or anything of that nature. That's absolutely right. The hardware is for sale, but they learn how to convert that.
Well, John, adding on to what your caller said, I think it's more than just about who pays the tax and who doesn't. I believe that a lot of the very, very wealthy people have formed alliances with the government, and they've used the government power by misusing it on the people to exploit certain laws, certain people, certain groups, to knock out competition unfairly. And they get this public-private partnership going by using government power. And it's a lot of these people, I think, in government, and a lot of these wealthy people basically have sociopathic type minds where they are not their behavior is not constrained by ethics or morals. So they always have an advantage over people who won't do certain things for moral and ethical reasons.
Well, and I've explained it simply this way, in my simplistic way of sometimes giving analogies, is that we have two baseball teams. Bill, you and I are on the good team, or at least we think we're a good team. We have read the rule books. We take the field. We follow the rules, you know, by the letter. I mean, we're right there. But we're getting our butts kicked. And what we realize at the end of the game, and not until we've gotten totally whooped, that the other side wasn't playing by the same rule book.
Right. Well, yeah. It's like I've said, the same analogy I've given before. Let's suppose I'm going in to box Mike Tyson when he was in his prime. And he's going to be constrained by certain rules. He's got to have his hands tied behind his back. And I'm not constrained by any rules. I can bring a sledgehammer in there. Okay? Now, I'm going to beat him. Okay? Simply, I'm going to beat him because his behavior is constrained and mine isn't. Well, it's the same way in business. And when you get a lot of these people that form alliances with government power, and they can literally crush the small businessman or wipe out competition unfairly by using the power of government.
Sure.
And that's how many of these people have collected their billions. They're not necessarily any smarter. They have no ethics and morals. Not all of them.
A
lot of them have no ethics or morals.
Would Wally World or Walmart be as big a corporation as it is right now if they had to pay, say, a tariff or tax on the goods imported back into this country?
Well, and who knows how many other alliances they've formed other than even that.
That's, sure.
There's one area that there may be 100 little deals they've formed to wipe out competition and get in bed with the government, because the government is the only entity that can initiate power and force and make us do things.
Right.
So they get in line with the corporations and they use that power, and their behavior is not constrained. They steal and plunder.
And Richard, the subject that you brought up about the jury, you're supposed to be tried by a jury of your peers. In other words, if you're charged with something and you're in a court, well, the jury doesn't necessarily have to know your mindset or what you exactly believe or how your thought processes came to the point of why you're in court or whatever the reason is. The point is that the jury of your peers. And see, this is why we're supposed to have fully informed juries, and that you come into a courtroom, that you're sitting in there being judged by a jury of your peers. And when it comes down, and this is the issue at hand, let's just say, in these tax cases, Ed Brown, Dixon Cannon, I don't care who it is, Larkin Rose, whomever. The problem is that the playing field is not level. In other words, you go into that courtroom, your judge is instructing that jury erroneously in many cases, but that jury never has an understanding. And therefore, how can they judge the controversy or the facts in this case when they're not allowed to in the first place? They might as well just leave the jury box empty, put up their cardboard cutouts or whatever. But it is an uneven playing ground. And again, back to my analogy about the two teams, baseball teams that take the field, you're playing by one set of rules. These clowns are playing by the other.
Or no rules.
Or no rules at all. Richard, anything else?
Well, peers in the English common law used to mean that if you were a commoner, you got a jury of commoners. And if you were a nobleman, you got a jury of noblemen. You got the same class of people on your jury.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Okay. You sounded like you got cut off there, Richard.
Oh, well, I said something about peers. I said in the old time days, the word peer meant that the nobleman got a jury of noblemen, and the commoners got a jury of commoners. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I don't know how that would equate to today. I guess what, we would be the commoners?
Yeah, we're the commoners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we ought to, meaning we shouldn't have a bunch of
noblemen deciding our fates.
Yeah. In theory, we don't have noblemen, but
I understand the problem. Hey, thank you, Richard. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Hey, any comment on that, Bill?
Well, you know, there's a lot bigger problems even in the jury room than what he said. I mean, they can stack the jury pool. They can taint it. They can get somebody in there who's the jury foreman that directs them. There's a lot of subtle pressures that go on in tax cases. Jury members are afraid to rule against the government because they'll sick the IRS on them and they'll get audited. The judges work for IRS. They pay taxes to IRS. The judge isn't going to go against the IRS. The attorneys are afraid of them. I mean, you know, the whole thing is rigged from top to bottom.
All right, we got to take this break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We're going to continue this Friday afternoon conversation, and I hope people out there are listening very clearly, because the evil that has come around this fiat money system, a lot of these world problems would be done away with. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We are back. We had a caller during the break. Bill, ask what your website is.
Don't have one.
That's what I just told my producer.
That's why, you know, if I could comment on that a minute. You know, a lot of times when I go over a lot of these things about, you know, the money and the government, and people look at me like I'm some far-out nutcase, and I tell them, you know, I don't sell anything. I don't have a website. I don't promote anything. I don't make any money off of my positions. My positions on the money in the government have nothing to do with what I do for work. And so I have no agenda other than to try to find the truth and then act accordingly. And that's my only agenda.
Yeah. Agendas, yes. Sandra, I'm not understanding your note here.
What you talked about at lunch today.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Belatedly, I think. I just got buzzed in.
Okay.
I just wanted to kind of agree in part and disagree in part with Bill, because I think it's one thing for a knowledgeable populace to be taken in a fair game, like he was describing with Mike Tyson. But when a naive populace that has not been long out of a world war and had never been in one before is subjected to the theft by the bankers that created the necessity in their minds, it was fabrication totally, but for them to have their gold exchanged for paper, and they didn't notice the difference. They were naive, and most of us, like Bill said, he's 59, I'm 56. We were born into this. We had no knowledge. We signed no documents, and we're not obligated to honor any of those frauds. And for, you know, and I think that the biggest problem that we have as Americans is standing up and saying, "Hey, man, this is my country. I went to Vietnam. I'm a vet, and I fought for this country. At least I thought I was. I was misguided. I was 18 years old. But the bottom line is, these people that are in authority are criminal, and we need to stand up on our own two feet. And you know, and if Texas is the place that has to happen, let's get it on. But somewhere, at some point in time, we have to rout them out."
Yeah, Bob, I don't think we have any disagreement in what you just said. I think my point about Mike Tyson was that if these people are not constrained by morals or ethics, they will kill us in order to get our property.
Oh, that
they
wasn't my disagreement, Bill. They
will enslave us in order to get our property. See, you and I are not willing to go kill and enslave our neighbors to get their property.
Right, so I was only disagreeing.
We can't get our neighbors' property, but they can get our neighbors' property if they're willing to kill them. You see what
I'm
saying?
My disagreement was that we deserve it. I'm not saying we deserve it.
I'm saying that's the way it is. When you have lawless people that have no ethical or moral constraints on their behavior, they have an unfair advantage over the people whose behavior is constrained by morals and ethics.
Well,
they have an advantage. That's why they have the power they have.
Well, so far, you know, I haven't heard the mention of America, freedom to fascism more than once during this program, but everybody in America ought to have a copy of that.
Absolutely.
I've been handing it out. I work for some guys that are some good old boy farmers, and one of them called me up this morning and said, "Hey, do you mind if I show this to my CPA?" So we got to spread the word and get our numbers up, and then take them on.
Not if the CPA wants to rest peacefully tonight after watching Freedom to Fascism. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob. Appreciate it very much. 800-313-9443. We'll continue our conversation on this Friday. the 9th of February, 2007, with my guest here, Mr. William Veith, Doctor of Psychology. Ooh, them shrinks.